So welcome to our Sunday Love Peace program. This was started by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, just as an offering of love. Because Krishna consciousness means loving Krishna. And loving Krishna means loving everyone. And so Srila Prabhupada started this beautiful, and I will try to remember to go slow for the translators. Anytime I go fast, do this, okay? I'm just so happy to be with you all. I get excited and then I start talking fast. You know, Indians are like that, right? They get excited and then they talk like... Before you know it, like, what did she say? So I don't want to go so fast. I want to go slow. Thank you for coming. Welcome. Dobrodošli. So, when Srila Prabhupada first came to the Western world, he was 70 years old. And in America, the hippies were saying, don't believe anyone over 40. That was the mood. It was an era of rebellion. It was an era of finding yourself. It was an era of throw the establishment out and do your own thing. Peace and love, joy forever. Everybody was on drugs. They were doing whatever they liked. And they certainly were not following the protocol, you know. You get a university degree, you get a big job, and then the big American dream, a big house with a white picket fence and a swimming pool and vacations in Monte Carlo. That was not what the young people wanted. They were searching for something meaningful. And that's when Srila Prabhupada arrived. And he could see the hunger in their hearts. Because our hearts will not be happy unless we are giving and receiving love. Everybody is looking for love, but we don't know where to find it. And Srila Prabhupada came to teach us, Krishna is love, God is love. You love God, automatically you'll receive all the love you need. And he started with the simple chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada never asked his disciples for anything that he himself was not doing actually. He was cooking, he was cleaning, and he never even asked for any help. He just gave his love to them. Till today, if you read the memories books or listen to the memories tapes, you will hear devotees saying, we did it out of love for Prabhupada. Whatever we did it because he loved us and we loved him back. So love is a very strong force in this world. And when properly used and utilized, it can change the lives of people as Prabhupada did. One pure devotee changed the whole world with love. Krishna's love. And then, not only did he give them the highest of the highest, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he prepared wonderful food. Do you know what are ISKCON bullets? ISKCON bullets, anyone wants to try? Do you know?
Simply wonderful.
Yes, simply wonderful. And then rasgullas and gulab jamuns. People were just completely captivated by the prasadam that Srila Prabhupada made. And one devotee even said, we were eating the last little grain of rice from the pot because it was filled with gopi bhava. That is the highest love in the spiritual world that the gopis, the beautiful damsels of Raj, have for Krishna. So this was what Srila Prabhupada wanted us all to experience. He wants every one of us to be happy, to be healthy, to be situated in our normal position of spirit soul in love with Krishna and therefore in love with everyone. How do we get there? What is the magic formula? That magic formula is, as I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whatever you're looking for, my dear spirit souls, out there, is in here, in your heart, because Krishna is there. And the way to reach Krishna is again through the chanting of his holy names. He has come in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to give you himself. God is giving you himself in the form of his names. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants us to come back to him. We have fallen away from the spiritual world and we have come over here. Here we are in these material bodies facing the difficulties of living in this material world with all the anxieties that go with living here. Why? Because this is not our home. Our home is in the spiritual world with Krishna. And because we have moved away from who we really are, there's a constant tussle and a battle and a fight for dominating the material world. I want to be the boss. I want to be the top 10. I want to be this. I want to be that. And there's a competition for supremacy, for lording it over others. But in the spiritual world, the mood is entirely different. The mood is, how can I serve Krishna with love? How can I serve more? How can I serve better? So this movement, this Hare Krishna movement, is to teach us to become the spiritual world residents who are totally in love with Krishna and who are serving Krishna. Now what happens when you practice Krishna consciousness? Anybody wants to share their story? What happens when you start chanting Hare Krishna? Krishna appears, yes, in our hearts. And he soothes and pacifies and teaches us that don't worry, ma suchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma suchaha. Abandon all varieties, just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Krishna is saying, do not fear. So when we surrender to Krishna, there's peace. Why? Because Krishna is giving you full guarantee of all protection. And you don't have to worry anymore. This is the great benediction of surrendering to Krishna. Why? Because this material world is full of anxiety. You look at a little bird. You know, it's trying to pick grains. But every 2 seconds, what is it doing? It's looking all around to see who's going to try and catch the bird, right? And similarly, each of us is at different levels of anxiety because of the struggle for existence in the material world. But that can be totally removed when we surrender to Krishna. And surrender begins with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, has come and he's so liberal, he's so kind, he's so merciful, he's so magnanimous, he's so munificent, he's so compassionate, that he says, if someone says my name even once, Krishna, I will give him all protection. He's my man. How wonderful is that? Can we all say once, Krishna, Krishna. Save me. Take me back. So Krishna is so kind because we don't even know what we are missing actually. We need to hear about the spiritual world. We need to know who we really are. You are actually eternal spirit soul, more brilliant than a million suns. You're full of knowledge and full of bliss. That is your real nature. You're covered over now in this material body, going through all the problems of birth, diseases, old age, and death. Nobody likes to die. But here we are forced to die, meaning what? We give up our material bodies. Our soul never dies. We just take on another material or spiritual body, depending on our activities in this lifetime. But the human form of life is a very rare opportunity, because in the human form of life, we have the intelligence to think about the divine, to meditate on something higher, to reconnect with God Krishna. And that reconnection is again in the form of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And when we reconnect to Krishna by chanting his holy names, a wonderful thing happens. In our hearts, there is dormant love for Krishna. And it starts opening up like the bud opens into a flower. And the sweet fragrance of Krishna consciousness starts permeating your whole life, your whole being. Everything in your life gets purified simply by taking the name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, the tongue has only two businesses. Chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna Prasadam. So we are very good at both, at least second one. We need to get good at the first one too. Right? So chanting Hare Krishna, taking Krishna Prasadam, engaging in Krishna's service and dancing for Krishna. He has made it so easy. Chant, sing, dance, eat Krishna Prasadam, engage in seva, always think of me, come back to me. Why does Krishna do all this? Because he is our eternal father. We have an eternal mother. Her name is Radha, Radharani. Everyone know about Radharani and Krishna? Anyone here for the first time? Okay. So Radharani is our eternal mother. Krishna is our eternal father. And we belong in the spiritual world. So our whole mood is, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Mother Radha, I am your child, your precious child who has fallen away from you and come to this material world. Please engage me in your service and please take me back to you. Take me back to where I belong. We don't belong here. We are like fish out of water. Because this material body gives us so much trouble. Just wait till you get old and then you will understand what I'm saying. As long as we are young, we are full of energy and we want to do things and we feel we are invincible, we are capable of doing anything. But then you cross into your 40s, it's like a wake-up call, then 50s, then 60s, and then you realize, Prabhupada is right. This material world is not a fit place for a gentleman or a gentle lady. Prabhupada said like this. So who wants to waste time here, when we can be in the spiritual world, where every word is a song, every step is a dance, every day is a festival of ever-increasing joy and happiness and love of serving Krishna. There's no comparison, right? So we want to go back to Krishna. And again, like I said, we have two businesses to do with the tongue. What is that? Chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna Prasadam, engage in service to Krishna, think of Krishna. Krishna says all the time, think of me. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mam evaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Now for those of you who are hearing this beautiful Sanskrit verse for the first time, the translation goes like this. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage to me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. And Krishna, when he promises something, he never breaks his word. He doesn't promise like you and me. Oh, yeah, I promise, but today I'm in a bad mood. Sorry. That's how we make promises, right? But Krishna's promise is a promise. He never fails in his word to protect his devotee. So we have the assurance, we have the guarantee. And Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, and Srila Prabhupada has translated in verse number 624 of the Bhagavad Gita, if you look it up, the fourth line of the purport says, success is sure for the rigid practitioner. So we are guaranteed success if we follow nicely the program. Right now, we are in a material condition which is called a diseased condition because this is not our normal, healthy, blissful, eternal spiritual condition. So just as you go to a doctor when you're sick and you take the medicine according to the directions, we have to take the medicine to get our spiritual selves back. And there's a process, there's a method. And what is that process and method? It is humbly approaching a bona fide servant of Krishna known as the spiritual master and offering ourselves in service to him and by his mercy getting correct instructions of how to clean our hearts, how to purify our hearts so it becomes a pure place for Krishna to come and perform his pastimes. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So the spiritual master is situated in transcendence, as we say. This is a big word. What is transcendence? It means you've transcended the material limits and you're situated in the spiritual energy of God. That is the position of guru, spiritual master. So we take the instructions from the spiritual master to become denizens of the spiritual world. That is our real place, actually. So what do? We humbly offer service and we humbly make inquiries. These are the two things that we offer to the spiritual master. We humbly offer our services and we make inquiries from the spiritual master. And the spiritual master guides and leads us on the path of bhakti back home to Krishna. Isn't that true of anything? Supposing I want to learn to be a doctor or an engineer or a painter or a plumber, or a carpenter, or anything, a teacher. What do? I go to a teacher, right? I enroll in school. I follow the program. I have to write the exams. I have to submit my papers. And then I get a grade, and then I say, the teacher says, pass or fail, or whatever it is, and then you can make progress accordingly. You may have to correct some things, but then you finally graduate, and you say, I'm a teacher today, I got my certificate. How will we qualify to go back to the spiritual world? You have to get rid of all the nasty things that presently we have in our hearts. Right now we get angry, we are upset, we are jealous, we are fearful, we are worried, we are insecure, we are this, we are that. Are we our loving selves all the time? No. Are we gentle and kind and considerate all the time? No. Are we in the mood of service all the time? No. Right now, we are still like kids learning how to be spiritual. So this is a program. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is teaching us how to become suras or pure devotees of the Lord. So we can actually be situated in our normal happy position of loving Krishna. Is that all right? Is everyone with me so far? Okay. I want to also explain that today is a very special day. So you're all very blessed by coming here to the temple today. Today is also known as the disappearance day of His Divine Grace, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who's a great teacher in our disciplic succession. He is the spiritual grandfather of our grandfather, Srila Prabhupada, who came to the Western world and started Krishna consciousness. His life is exemplary and he is a personification of renunciation. His renunciation is unparalleled and unmatched. We won't go into the details of that right now, but he was so pure even though illiterate, that he became the spiritual master of one of the greatest and most learned scholars of this century, that is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, who is the spiritual master of our Srila Prabhupada. So we can feel very much grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he came to the Western world at a very advanced age to give us Krishna consciousness. Who in the Western world knew about Krishna? Who knew anything about the spiritual world? Who knew anything about Radha and Krishna? Who knew anything about who we really are? I didn't know. I was a medical doctor, 8 years of medical training. Not a single doctor ever told me, you're not this body. I had to come through a very difficult path to Krishna consciousness. And when I saw so simple, small little book giving full knowledge, I was thinking to myself, I've read such thick, fat books and I got nothing much out of it. And now finally, I'm getting the truth because the pure devotee of the Lord has come to give us the supreme, absolute truth. We can rest assured that whatever Srila Prabhupada is saying is nothing but what Krishna wants him to say. Because he also said, I have not written these books. Krishna has written them. I have dictated them. And I have simply written them. So which other process is there in this world where success is guaranteed and there is no cheating? Everywhere we look around us, there's something or the other to spoil the things. But here in Krishna consciousness, everything becomes encouraging, hopeful, and improving if we follow carefully the process of Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is so wonderful that once when Srila Prabhupada was asked, what if all this is a big hoax? There's no Krishna, there's no spiritual world, and it's all a big hoax. It's like, okay, even if it's all a hoax, still I will practice Krishna consciousness because it is so nice. Which of us doesn't like to sing? Right? We all like to sing. Every morning, every evening, we are singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the joy that comes from singing the holy names is something we have all experienced just now, isn't it? In the beautiful kirtan that Saraswati and Dorothea and Shasho Prabhu, they sang for us. And wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that wonderful? Didn't it transport you to another world? At least temporarily? You forgot all your problems for just a little time at least, right? So this is the power of the Maha Mantra. This is where the spiritual love is coming. Golokera Premadhan Hari Nam Sankirtan. What is the meaning of this phrase? Golokera Premadhan. It is coming from the spiritual world. It's a gift of love from Golok Vrindavan. Harinam Sankirtan means chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And this, my dear spirit souls, is called the Yuga Dharma. It means it is the principle of religion for this age of Kali. You see, we are in a very difficult age actually. This age of Kali is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Any surprise we are having so many problems? We are in this age. If you complain, oh, it is so cold, it is so cold, it is so cold in winter, we are going to say, well, it's winter, so it's cold, right? So similarly, Kali Yuga is fraught with difficulties. It's fraught with problems. It's fraught with conflict, disharmony, arguments, unhappiness. But, my dear spirit souls, there's one great remedy for all the problems of Kali Yuga. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahan gunaha kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangam param brajet. That's another verse. It's called a shlok in Sanskrit, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, chapter 3, verse 51, where it says, my dear king, this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But there's one redeeming feature about this age of Kali. Simply by chanting the holy names, one can attain the transcendental kingdom of God, attain the highest perfection. So which one of us doesn't want the highest perfection? We want to make our human life perfect so that we are nicely situated at the time of death to go back to Krishna. And Krishna promises whatever state of mind one has at the time of death, that state he will attain without fail. So if you are thinking of anything other than Krishna, very likely we are going to get another material body. But if we are thinking of Krishna at the time of death, we'll go back to Krishna. So therefore, my dear spirit souls, please let us make our life successful. Why not? Yes? What do you think? Haribol! And then we'll all be singing and dancing in the spiritual world together. Haribol! There's a beautiful song in this connection. Would you like to sing it with me? Haribol! It goes like this. Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. So it's not at all surprising that we are chanting in the street, telling everyone we meet, we are going home, we are going home. So why do you think you see all these happy people in the street chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare? Are they mad? Are they crazy? Don't they have any other thing to do? What are they doing? They are doing the greatest gift to humanity. They are following the order of Lord Chaitanya to give the holy names to everyone and purify the whole atmosphere. Every time we chant Hare Krishna, this mantra goes 7 times around the world, purifying whole of Mother Earth. So those of you who are climate change activists, chant Hare Krishna. We are all so concerned, and rightly so. There is more plastic in the ocean than fish today. We are spoiling everything of Mother Earth with our senseless program of endless sense gratification, industrialization, progress. In the name of progress, we, the most intelligent, so-called, of the species, is destroying our own planet. How intelligent is that? So this is actually a world gone crazy, gone completely wrong. And the Krishna consciousness movement is the movement which will save the world, because it's teaching people how to live. It's teaching people who we are. It's teaching people the purpose of life. It's teaching us who is God and where is our home and how to get there. If you don't get anything from this lecture except this one thing, I want you to remember, this is not our home. Krishna in the spiritual world is waiting for us, and the way to go to him is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So remember those 3 things and make your life perfect. So like I said, today is a very special day. We have the disappearance of one of the great spiritual teachers in our disciplic succession. And it is also Uttana Ekadashi. What is this word Ekadashi? Ekadashi comes on the 11th day after the full moon or the new moon. And it's a very auspicious day. Haribo! And look at you. You came to the temple. Give yourselves a big hand. Woohoo! So you did something very intelligent today by coming to the temple. You have to congratulate yourself for that. Ekadashi is the day which is known as the mother of devotion. She is so special that on this day, whatever we do, we get so much benefits by engaging in service to Krishna, by engaging in chanting the holy names, by taking Krishna prasadam, and carefully avoiding grains and beans. You might ask, why should I not eat grains and beans today? The reason we avoid grains and beans today is because sin personified is in the form of grains on this day. So if we really want to be careful and not take on everyone's sinful reactions, we will avoid grains and beans, right? So you might say, what do I eat then? Well, we have wonderful things to eat on Ekadashi. You eat fruits, you eat roots, you eat nuts, you eat berries, you eat quinoa, you can take, what are the other things? Potatoes, yeah, buckwheat. There are so many wonderful preparations, milk preparations, yogurt, cheese, so many things. You can make nice preparations, which are very nice and healthy too. Offer them to Krishna, and with great love and devotion, you can have it on this day. And it's actually purifying for your body too. The body also needs every 15 days. Some people fast entirely. They don't eat at all. They don't drink at all. But that's a very high stage. We can progress stepwise by avoiding grains and beans on this day. And our lives will become more and more auspicious as we start following these principles of bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? Bhakti is devotional yoga. It's already inside you. It's in your heart. You just bring it out by chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So our whole process is one of tapasya. What is tapasya? Tapasya means renunciation. Detachment from material enjoyment, austerity. Actually, the real meaning is austerity. You might say, what is this, Mataji? You're denying me this, you're denying me that, you're denying me that, you're denying me that, you're denying me this. Because Hare Krishna, as we say, don't eat meat, don't gamble, don't do illicit sex, don't take intoxication, don't take tea, don't take coffee, don't take cigarettes, don't take drugs, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. The list is endless, right? Then what do? Well, we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the reason we chant is because it brings so much joy into our lives. How many times have we chanted now in the past 20 minutes? Have we got tired of it? No, we enjoy it more and more, right? Why? Because it's a spiritual sound vibration that is, as I said, a gift of love from the spiritual world. So simply by chanting, all these unnecessary things fall by the wayside. We can give up all our bad habits. And Prabhupada says, all the good qualities of the demigods come to reside in one who is faithfully following the process of Krishna consciousness. So you will be free of anger, worry, tension, stress, anxiety, fears, insecurity, jealousy, this thing, that thing, you name it, gone. Hey, how's that? Good deal, right? You become fearless. And then you become peaceful. And then you become happy. So it's a progression of our being to a natural state of spirituality by following the process of Krishna consciousness. Who doesn't want to be happy? We all want to be happy, right? Anyone wake up in the morning saying, today I plan to be miserable, angry, stressed. No one wants those things. We want to be joyful. We want to be happy. We want to be stress-free. We want to be fearless. We want to be peaceful. And most of all, we want to be joyfully loving and sharing and giving with one another. Life is for loving. Not just living. We're not meant to just survive. We're meant to thrive. We're not just meant to get by somehow or the other. We're meant to flourish. Right? So loving happens when our hearts become purer and purer and cleaner and cleaner, and we are able to follow what Prabhupada calls are the six loving exchanges. Prabhupada said, I started this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so that everyone can have the six loving exchanges. And this is what makes us joyful. What are the six loving exchanges? Giving gifts, receiving gifts. Offering prasadam, receiving prasadam. Opening our hearts in confidence, receiving confidential instructions. This is making friendships where you can be vulnerable. You can open your heart. You can share confidences and receive confidential instructions. That is why we need loving relationships, because this is what gets us through life. We can't do it alone. It's a very lonely life. If we are doing everything alone with no one to open our hearts to, it becomes very difficult. But here you have the society of Krishna consciousness where you will find genuine friendships. People genuinely wanting to help you because the mood is, I want to serve you. Here is not a place where you're going to get cheated and exploited and used and manipulated, because this is not our program. Srila Prabhupada said, here is love and trust. Of course, we have to be careful. In any institution, there will be bad apples. So you want to be very discriminatory, you want to be very intelligent, and you want to see the reputation of people, and then you want to make friendships with them. But once you find genuine people, you can blossom and grow in your Krishna consciousness. You will be nicely situated to give the best benefit to yourself and to others. This is what life is about. Life is not just humdrum, hackneyed, boring, oh, I have to just survive till the next day and then go on and on and on like that until I drop dead. No, we live joyfully. We live fully and we live every day in service to Krishna, and that's how our life becomes successful. Real success is this. This is real success, and we want to reach that point. Right now we are not there. We are just struggling with so many issues. This issue, that issue, that issue, that issue. But I promise you, the more we chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, you will find everything falling off and you will become a different person. You will be transformed and you will be changed by the power of the holy name, and you will be situated in your happy, normal self. I am not saying this. Prabhupada is saying this. So don't think I'm making up stuff over here. Prabhupada is promising that you do this and you will reach the state where you will be genuinely happy, not the temporary happiness of this material world, which is fleeting and which comes and goes. How much can we eat? How many gulab jamuns can you eat? 5, 10, 20? After that you're like, please, no more. Any material happiness you take, it's very fleeting. It doesn't last. But spiritual happiness, it's ever increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Cheto darpana marjanam. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. Shreya kairava chandrika vitranam. Vidyavadhu jivanam. This is the first verse of Shikshashtakam prayers. Lord Chaitanya speaks these prayers and he says, your good fortune has come in the form of the holy names. So chant and be happy. Anandam buddhi vardhanam means ever increasing joy and happiness in Krishna consciousness. So we want to be happy, we want to be joyful, we want to be loving, we want to be kind, we want to be considerate, and we want to be decent human beings, right? And the way to do that is, as I said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you all very for listening so patiently to a rather long lecture. I had a lot of fun talking. I hope you had as much fun listening. Thank you. So let's open up for questions, comments, criticisms, corrections. We have His Grace Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu here, one of our very senior devotees. And please correct me for whatever mistakes I have made. You're very kind. Maybe you can tell me later on. Yes, Prabhu. Would you kindly take the microphone so that the internet audience can hear, if you don't mind?
Hare Krishna. I have a question. So you said you quoted 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So whoever follows very rigidly, success is assured. Yes.
Yes.
But and you gave example like with the medications. So my question is this: this is what about love? Because it's not a mechanical process. Can you explain this connection a little bit more?
What about?
Between love, because it's said in the Shastra, one can chant millions of lifetimes and he will never get Krishna Prima, or one can utter once the Maha Mantra and he will get liberated. So what's the difference then? So can you explain the connection?
Yeah, success is sure for the rigid practitioner is the exact sentence in the in that purport, and it may take time. It's not an instant. For everything that we expect instantly when we come to Krishna consciousness, that boom, I'm going to become pure devotee. But we have been associating with the material energy for millions of lifetimes. So it may take some time for us to reach that point of developing pure love for Krishna. But as long as we keep going, one day we will get there. You see? So it's a question of patience. In the nectar of instruction, there are 6 principles favorable for devotional service. And in that it said, utsaha, dhairyat, nischa. In that, utsaha means enthusiasm, dhairyat means endeavoring with confidence, and 3 is patience. It will take time for us because the process is called anartha nivritti. It means getting rid of all the nasty things in our hearts that we have been carrying for millions and millions of lifetimes. It will take time to get rid of all those things. So, but success is assured in the sense we need to have confidence that this process will get me to where I want to be with Krishna. So the confidence comes by following the process because you start seeing for yourself. In my case, my mother noticed, you're less angry these days. You're becoming a nicer person. So I knew the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is working in my life because I could see that others are also noticing that I'm a person who is now changing for the better. So it's a slow process. It's a gradual process. It's a stepwise process. So the first is you come into the association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha. Then you develop some faith. And then you start hearing from a pure devotee and then you want to get initiated. Jai, Panchatattva Bhagwan ki jai. So initiation is a process where you submit to a spiritual master and the spiritual master guides you how to clean your heart. He gives you specific instructions according to our nature, according to our psychology, according to our conditioning, according to who we really are. And then by his guidance, we go into the stage called anartha nivritti, which means we are getting cleared. Then we come to what is known as steadiness, nishtha. After that is ruchi. You developed a sweet taste for the holy names. You developed taste for doing your seva, your service, and so on. So like that, it goes stepwise. Asakti is the next stage, then bhava, then prema. So final stage is Krishna prema, and it can sometimes take lifetimes. Like Jad Bharat, we had that example, you know. He had almost reached Krishna prema. He was at bhava. He was at a very elevated stage. But guess what? He thought of a deer. His only association was a deer, a little baby deer. And he was thinking of a deer at the time of death. And he took birth as a deer. But he never forgot his Krishna consciousness by Krishna's special arrangement and mercy. He remembered his previous life. And he was always sitting, even as a deer, in the company of sages. Then he gave up that body and he was born as Jad Bharat. And this time he didn't want to make any mistakes. He just shunned materialistic people, kept to himself, did his bhajan, made his life perfect. So sometimes it could take some lifetimes to get there. But as long as we keep persisting, one day we will go to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, one day everyone will go back to Krishna. But we don't want to waste too much time, you know. Why take many lifetimes? Why not perfect our life now? Why not take the medicine now, nicely, and go back home to Krishna? The problem is, we don't take the medicine correctly. I'll give you an example. I used to be a medical doctor, so I know this. I'm not making up stuff. You give the medicine to the patient. You say 2 teaspoons of this syrup 3 times a day for 1 week. patient goes home, he looks at the bottle, he tastes it, thup, 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 oh, this is terrible. Oh, no. This doctor, he gives too strong medicine. He doesn't really know what he's doing. I think I'll take 1 teaspoon 3 times a day. That lasts for about 2 or 3 days. Then he thinks, oh, this is too much, 3 times. I'll take it 2 times a day. And by the end of 1 week, he's still coughing. He's still having headache. And he comes back to you, I'm not feeling well. I'm not feeling well. And you say, okay, how did you take the medicine? Well, I took it. What's going to happen? When you don't take the medicine, you can't complain that the medicine is not good, right? You have to blame ourselves for not taking the medicine correctly. So Srila Prabhupada has given us a beautiful, perfect, bona fide, authorized, guaranteed to succeed process. It's up to us to follow it nicely, right? So we have to take the medicine nicely. Then we will see that we are actually making progress in Krishna consciousness. I highly encourage you to come to the temple, attend the morning programs, beginning with Mangalarti, chant your rounds nicely in the temple if you can, and you will see how you're making progress. Another tip, anybody want to make rapid advancement? Raise your hands. Okay, ready to hear this? Ready? Okay. My Guru Maharaj said, if you want to make rapid advancement in Krishna consciousness, chant your rounds before Mangalarti. Even if you chant 1 round, 2 rounds, 3 rounds, half a round before Mangalarti, it's equal to 4 rounds after Mangalarti. Hey, that's a great deal, right? So if we can wake up early morning and chant nice rounds with attention, really calling out to Krishna, like a child calling out for the mother. Srila Prabhupada said, like a child calling out for the mother, you chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Krishna will reciprocate. And when Krishna reciprocates, your life will start changing. And this is what we want, right? So, Krishna will take us seriously when we take Krishna seriously. So we want to do the things nicely and we want to follow the program nicely so that we can get cured of this bhavarog, material contamination. So I encourage you to really take chanting seriously, because chanting is the key to making advancement. Attentive, focused chanting with determination in the early morning hours, that will make a big difference. You can try that and tell me how it works. Thank you. Thank you for the question. Anyone else? It would be nice to know your names. Sasha. Welcome, Sasha Prabhu. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna. I have a question. I hope I will articulate it properly. In the lecture, you were saying when somebody takes up a process, the bad things fall off, like normally, like spontaneously. And I would like to ask you, while seeing the ISKCON movement in years and decades, how much of that progress do you see today, in today's ISKCON, and if you have seen this in any other practice, you know, the development and getting closer to God and like this?
Well, let me qualify that. When I said you'll see the anarthas, you know, moving out of your life, it's not without a struggle. You know, the impurities will come to the surface. They will give us a lot of trouble because we are so attached sometimes, even to our pain, not just our pleasure. It's very hard to give it up. So it's a struggle. But as we keep going, we will see it has lesser and lesser power over our life. For example, I'm again giving my own example because that's all I know. I used to be a very short-tempered person, very short-tempered. I would flip out, you know, like this. But when I came to Krishna consciousness and I started practicing, because when you're an angry person, you fry everyone. And I was tired of losing friendships. I was tired of, you know, being miserable. And I started practicing the process. And I found myself getting less and less provoked. the same situation would no longer, he's very amused, I think, would make me less and less angry because it no longer had power to push my buttons, as they say. But it was not without a struggle. You know, it took time to get to that point. It was not like I started chanting today and the next day I was anger-free. It wasn't like that. It took time and many years of practicing Krishna consciousness. So that's just an example I'm giving you from my own personal life. You're asking me about the progress. ISKCON is flourishing. ISKCON is growing. Yes, we have had some bad things happen. But a growing movement always has to deal with growing pains, as they say. So we have had our share of scandals. We have had our share of difficulties. And we learned through those difficulties. And things have been put into place so that those things don't happen again. So yes, ISKCON has not had a smooth journey. We have had our ups and downs. But we are here. We are growing. We are flourishing. We are thriving. We are increasing our presence on the globe. There are now 700 centers. And this movement is predicted to grow more and more and more for the next 10,000 years. Or rather, I should say, it's going to be present on this earth for 10,000 years. It's going to have an upswing for the first 5,000, and then there's going to be a downswing for the next 5,000. After 10,000 years, no Hare Krishna movement. So folks, let's get on that ship and go back to Krishna now. Because there'll be no devotees, there'll be no temples. In fact, it's a very bad age. I don't know what stage of Krishna consciousness you're at, so I don't want to go into those descriptions because they're pretty horrific. What's going to happen at the end of Kali Yuga? So, if you're asking how is ISKCON doing, ISKCON is doing very well. And whether I know of any other process where we get the same benefits, I don't know any other process. And the Shastra says there is no other process other than Bhakti Yoga. There are other yogas, but they will not get you there. Or it will be a very long circuitous route to get to Bhakti Yoga through all the other yogas. Krishna says that process is very troublesome actually. This is the fast track. Bhakti Yoga is the fast track to reach the perfection of life.
Can I just ask
yes.
you? I was actually referring to when I was learning and comparing different scripts, holy scripts, and I saw some people in, let's say, in Baptist church or somewhere else, they actually practicing like Bhakti Yoga, some not the same practice, but their level of understanding, their love, and all these anarthas were also gone. I saw mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So this is why I'm asking, not different practices, but actually I feel they practice kind of Bhakti Yoga in some
yes, way. Of course. There are very many pious Christians, Muslims. Hare Krishnas are not claiming we are the only path to God. There are other legitimate bona fide religions such as Christianity, Islam, Judaism and so on. So those who are practicing, they will get the benefits of following their path. But how fast they will progress depends on their practice, depends on the intensity of their devotion and so on. So I cannot say how they will do, but I can definitely say these are bona fide religions. They are coming from God Himself. So as Hare Krishnas, we don't say ours is the only way. We actually help people become better Christians or better Muslims or better Jews. We say go deeper into your own scriptures, practice more sincerely and become a better Christian or a Muslim or a Jew. So we don't try to convert anyone or push them and force them and say my way or the highway, you know. We don't say that. You'll never find a Hare Krishna saying things like that. We always want to encourage people where they are at to grow closer to God. That's our way of dealing with. We respect all religions. In fact, one of the offenses against the holy name is to blaspheme the Vedic scriptures or scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version. So we don't blaspheme any legitimate bona fide scripture. We respect all of them. In fact, when Srila Prabhupada visited the Franciscan monastery, they were so moved by Srila Prabhupada that one of the priests was crying Because Srila Prabhupada was eulogizing Saint Francis. Saint Francis, he asked, what is his philosophy? And when they explained, Saint Francis saw all creation as God's creation, and he would say, sister tree, brother river, and so Prabhupada said, oh, very God conscious. It's not that only Vaishnavas are the only saints. There are great saints in other traditions. There is a great saint known as Teresa of Avila. There is Saint Francis. In fact, this beautiful prayer, yes, packing my thoughts now. Thank you. It's written by Saint Francis. It's, make me a channel of your peace. And Radhanath Maharaj received, you know, this little prayer, and he carried that for many, many years in his pocket. It's a beautiful prayer. You want to hear it? In fact, it's a song. Would you like to sing it with me? Ready? Okay. Sasha Prabhu, we have to thank you for this. Oh. Channel of your peace. Where there is darkness, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Oh, Master grant that I may never seek. Oh, Master, grant that I may never see so much so much consoled. Consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of prayer, Saint Francis. And Radhanath Maharaj carries this prayer in his pocket all the time. So this is, see, Krishna consciousness is non-sectarian. The message of all the great saints is the same. Whether it's Christianity, whether it's Vaishnavism, the message is the same. Jesus came to give the same message. This is not your home. There are many mansions in the home of my Father. Follow me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Right? What was Jesus' message? This is not your home. Come back to the Father. And Srila Prabhupada said, who is the Father? Krishna. In fact, in India, Jesus is called Krista. Right? And Krishna is the Father. So there's amazing grace here. Have you heard of this hymn, Amazing Grace? Yes? You want to sing it? Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound of the Maha Mantra, right? That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And isn't this Christian hymn saying the same thing? So, we are here to unite everybody. Krishna consciousness wants to unite the world with love. So you, my Christian brother, you, my Muslim sister, you are my brothers and sisters. And everyone can practice their own faith and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the amazing grace of Lord Chaitanya. And he wants us to be channels of peace, not of discord, of fighting, of quarreling, of arguing, my way better than your way. No, let us share love with one another, be kind to one another, be good to one another. And that's the way we are going to change this world. Thank you. Beautiful question. See, you made us all sing and come together, praising the Lord. Together, yes. Right. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So here we have Father God and Jesus being glorified. Our process is the same. The spiritual master teaches us to glorify God. So there's no difference. God doesn't confuse people. We confuse each other. You see? So the message is the same. All the great saints have come to teach us the same thing. Go back home, back to Krishna. And how do we do that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. And we have to thank Srila Prabhupada. Here we are, United Nations, right? I'm from India, you're from Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, then we have everywhere, French, German, Dutch, Japanese, Vietnamese, Koreans, Australian, New Zealanders. We are all Prabhupada's family, right? You want to sing another song? It's Prabhupada's family song. We are happy people all united in ISKCON. We belong to one family.
We belong to one family.
Prabhupada wants us all to live in unity.
Prabhupada wants us all to live in unity.
In spite of every caste and creed.
In spite of every caste and creed.
From the north and from the south and from the east and west.
From the north and from the south and from the east and west.
He has brought us all together.
He has brought us all together.
Yes, we are delighted.
Yes, we are delighted.
That we are united.
That we are united.
Into one big family.
Into one big family.
Yes, we are delighted.
Yes, we are delighted.
That we are united.
That we are united.
Into one big family.
Into one big family.
Here is all the love you want. Prabhupada's family. Hare Bol! Thank you very much.